Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Meaningless Activity. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Umbrella Academy. The Umbrella Academy, which is Dark Horse Comics. If you have no idea about, you know, source material or anything, water's a little warm today. Welcome to South Arcadia. It is currently overcast, but what are you going to do about it? So, in April 2019, Netflix reported that 45 million households had watched season one during its first month of release. That is crazy to me. But they got the chops, don't they? The cast featured Ellen Page, Tom Hopper, David Castaneda, Emmy Raver Lampum, Robert Sheehan, Aidan Gallagher, Cameron Britton, and Mary J. Blige. So that's why he got 45 million people. What do you put this under? Sci-fi, fantasy, dark comedy, drama. It's everything. It is everything. Considered an American superhero web television series. That's what that... American superhero web television series. Is there a category for that? It was filmed in Toronto. But anyway. The premise of the show. 43 women gave birth simultaneously. On October 1st, 1989, seven of the children were adopted by Sir Reginald Hargreaves and turned into a superhero team that he calls the Umbrella Academy. And, you know, number one, that's their kind of names. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Not all of them are alive in the present. You know, that's what happens when you're a superhero. You can't all make it. And the world's going to end. Nobody knows why. I kind of called it pretty early on. I don't know if that's... I don't know why it was so obvious, but it felt very obvious. You know, I could talk about a lot of things with this show. But what I'm going to talk about is how utterly amazing the special effects for Pogo the chimpanzee was. Like, you know, I've seen the Planet of the Apes, you know, current runs, right? I've seen several chimpanzee-based characters in my time on this earth. And none of them have looked that real before. None of them. Absolutely none of them. You know, two standout characters were Cha-Cha and Hazel. Wonderful. Wonderful commission agents. It looked great. Everything about it was great. The action, the music. We'll actually talk about music more in the next episode. Not of this show, but of another show. Secrets. There were a few, I mean, you know, I just talked about Doom Patrol. And just kind of like weird, quirky characters. And that show, I don't know, I think it was like an 85% maybe Rotten Tomatoes. I have not looked, okay. Rotten Tomatoes, 77% approval rating. Average of 7.27 based on 78 reviews. Let's see. Quote from the website. Quote, "The Umbrella Academy unfurls an imaginative yarn with furtive emotion and an exceptionally compelling ensemble, but the series' dour sensibility often clashes with its splashy genre trappings." Okay. That's a very posh... that's a very posh way of reviewing a comic book show. But, whatever. You know how it is. You get these critics, you know, and you know they're from high society, and they're watching the Umbrella Academy because they love umbrellas, and they expect the show to be about the history of umbrellas, and then they realize it's about superheroes. You know, obvious ending, right? In my opinion, obvious ending. But I think it, you know, it left an opening for a second season. I don't even think that they've said that. Oh, okay. So it was renewed, but Netflix is not quick about it. You know, we talked about Titans, filming started. It's going to be done in September. But they announced in April that it was renewed for a second season, but they don't have any kind of details. See, I feel like DC Universe or Hulu or whoever, they make a show, does really well, then they start filming a second season, they finish the second season, but then it's in post-production for like 6 to 9 months. Where Netflix, they announce they're going to renew a show, and they start filming 6 months after that. And they make the actors work incredibly long, difficult hours. They finish a show, and then it spends a month in post-production. Still ends up coming out earlier than the other two shows that began filming 9 months earlier than them. I don't know why. 6 to 9 months earlier. Whatever. My math might not be perfect, but I'm just saying that Netflix has a much better post-production turnaround time than anybody else. Because they got buku money. So there were 10 episodes, all shot in Ontario. That's actually where I think the post-production's done too. And I personally think that this was Netflix's... Is that how you say it? Netflix's... Netflix's best show of 2019. By far. And I could be forgetting tons of great shows. But I'm saying that because I'm talking about this show, and it's what I think right now is that it was the best show. I think. I'm not 100% sure. I will say this, that it is Netflix's best American superhero web television show this year. Okay? By far. By far. By far the best. So, the characters, I think that everybody's favorite performance was from number 5. And I have a, you know, that means a lot to me as a Short Circuit fan. Just number 5 in general. But his character is known as the Boy. He has the ability to jump through space and time. We had number 4, the Seance, who is able to communicate with the dead, which is okay, I guess. We have number 3, the Rumor. She's able to manipulate people just by putting a phrase in their head, "I heard a rumor, blank." We have number 2, the Kraken. How do you say that? He can curve the trajectory of anything he throws, I guess. That's your best bet. He can throw anything and it can land anywhere. Okay? That's probably your best bet. That's probably the best bet. We have Luther, number 1, also known as Space Boy. Basically, super strength. I'm pretty sure he was the only one, you know, of all of them who did not leave the team, really, officially. He came back from a mission, severely injured. Used a serum that turned his upper body into that of an ape. I don't know if you knew that from the show. It didn't really get into too many specifics. So we talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I guess we'll just skip the dead one, I guess, which was Ben. He was known as the Horror. He possessed a monster from another dimension under his skin. Oh, maybe that's an email. No, I thought it was from one of you folks. It's not. But anyway, Ben is deceased. So I don't really know how much to talk about him. That's number 6. And then, of course, we have number 7, known as the White Violin. You know, she possesses the power to convert sound waves into destructive forces, but that was actually suppressed throughout her entire life until the end of the world. Oh boy. So, you know, as a show, I think it was fun to watch. It was easily bingeable. I am sure the second season will be great, because it will take place back in time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I think that Jeremy Slater did a great job. And Steve Blackman is showrunner writers for the show. And as long as they stick around, I think we're going to have a really great second season. So I'm sure you have already, but make sure you watch The Umbrella Academy. It was great. 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 So next week, I think I'm going to talk about something on Amazon, which did really well. All right. Talk to you later. Oh, and take it easy.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.